Anne Frank was born on June 12, 1929, in the city of Frankfurt, Germany. 12 days later, little baby Anne and her mother Edith came home from the hospital. The Franks were like many other families of the time. Anne's father, Otto, was a businessman. Her mother stayed at home, caring for Anne, and Anne's older sister, Margot. The Franks led a comfortable life. There was a nanny to help Mrs. Frank. The family had nice clothes and good food. Anne had her own little sandbox to play in. Their apartment in Frankfurt was full of books. Otto Frank was many years older than his wife. In many ways, they were opposites. Otto was tall and thin. Edith was plump. Otto loved being around people. He was high-spirited and outgoing. Edith was shy and quiet. Otto loved to read to his daughters. He also made up wonderful stories at bedtime. Some were about two sisters named Paula. One of the Paulas was very well-behaved and polite, like Margot. The other Paula was always getting into lots of trouble. That Paula was more like Anne, who was full of mischief. Both girls adored their father. Their nickname for him was Pim. Besides telling stories, Pim loved to play games. He was also a very good photographer. He took many pictures of his girls and kept a photo album for Anne. Anne was also very close to her grandmother, who was called Oma. Oma loved spoiling Anne. Once, when Anne was on a bus with Oma, Anne looked around and said, "Won't someone offer a seat to this old lady?" Anne was only 4 and a half at the time, but that was Anne. She was always outspoken. Her father understood her. He and Anne were very much alike. Anne did not get along nearly as well with her mother. They often had fights. Anne was jealous because she felt that her sister was her mother's pet. While Margot was serious and mild-mannered, Anne was moody and had a temper. But she was also lively and full of fun. Both sisters had dark, shining hair, large eyes, and lovely smiles. The Frank family was Jewish. They followed certain customs and went to pray at their synagogue on important days. They celebrated some Jewish holidays, but not all of them. There were Jewish practices that they chose not to follow. Many of Anne and Margot's friends in the neighborhood were not Jewish. They sometimes came to the Franks' house to celebrate Jewish holidays such as Hanukkah. Like all small children, Anne was not really aware of the bigger world around her. She knew her home, her family, her friends. That was her world. She did not know that Germany was going through many changes, many frightening changes. World War I had ended in 1918 with Germany's defeat. Unlike Otto Frank, many Germans were out of work after the war's end, and prices for everything, even milk and bread, were sky high. A new leader came to power in 1933, Adolf Hitler. He was head of the National Socialist, or Nazi, Party. Hitler made the Germans feel better about themselves. He said German people were smarter and better than any other people on earth. Pure Germans, that is. Not Jews. In loud speeches before huge crowds, Hitler blamed Jewish people for all of Germany's problems. Anti-Semitism is a word that means hatred of Jews. There was anti-Semitism long before Adolf Hitler in many places besides Germany. Throughout the world, at different times in history, Jewish people had to live in special neighborhoods. They couldn't go to schools with Christians or hold certain kinds of jobs. But Adolf Hitler went much further. His plan was to get rid of all Jews. Of course, he could not say that out loud, not at first. But as soon as he came to power, he started making life harder for German Jews like the Franks.